Agreement 3, boundaries. I agree to notice the level of someone else's commitment compared to the level of our involvement. I protect my good feelings for my loved ones by lovingly and patiently guiding them toward a relationship that works for both of us. To whatever degree my spouse, child, or friend lacks commitment, to that same degree, I am open to adjusting the level of privileges I am willing to extend. With my child, this could mean being grounded from time to time. With my spouse, this could include probations and opportunities for recommitment or restitution. I am worth the loving, thriving, respectful relationships I want. I radiate a self-love and confidence that attracts and sustains these kinds of relationships. I will build a bridge between my loved one's heart and my heart by extending the involvement and privileges that are commensurate with the level of our mutual commitment. My declaration is, I will stand for you and for me by giving only what will bless both of us. I will love my neighbor as myself. I am 100% committed to this relationship or this situation working for both of us. My personal boundaries are not to keep you out. They're to keep me in love, in my right mind, and in a proactive determination to lead you into behavior that works for both of us, if you are willing. It is through my boundaries, living in the 5 centering questions, that I protect my love for you. When inspired, I seek to enroll a loved one into a conversation about what I'm not comfortable with, and what could perhaps work better for both of us. I am willing to stay in conversation as long as it takes, or as many conversations as it takes, for us to reach a solution we both feel good about.